This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Where time is running out when it comes to the clock and the countdown, and our Republican lawmakers that have got a job to do before Thursday, May 13th, and the clock runs out on their legislative session. Welcome into a Tuesday edition of the show here on 94.3 WSC. That includes Xiaodan Lee. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well for a Tell Me Something Good Tuesday. We need to, Xiaodan, let everyone know a little bit about yourself from mainland China. Here you are organizing this grassroots group. It's new to me, and I'm so excited to talk about it with everybody else, called Friends of Liberty. Tell me a little bit about the group.
Perfect. Yeah, I grew up from China, so I know how bad communism is, and I'm so concerned about the country, our country's future, because I love America.
Mm-hmm.
So we form a group of friends who share the same goals. We're not a club. We're not affiliated with any party. We're not even a 501c organization. We're just a group of volunteers who want to save our country. We want to support fellow patriots. We want to restore election integrity, and we want to elect office holders who will work for us instead of lining their own pockets.
I have run.
That's what we do.
Run across a lot of people like yourself who, through the streets of D.C., marching, saying, "America, wake up!" When it comes to communism and socialism, you know, you've experienced it, and it's scary, and you cannot let it, you know, take hold here. So, I'm curious when it comes to. I know that election integrity is something that is near and dear that you work thousands of hours on, and I was saying, you know, in the break there to Xiaodan that this is so important. That we have people that are paying attention to, you know, the number one concern amongst conservative voters, which is election integrity. So let's get to the major vulnerabilities in our current election laws here in South Carolina, because I'm learning a whole lot as we speak.
Yeah. So the main code of laws that governs the election is the 1967 Code of Law Title VII. So if you look at the major or the most egregious ones, number one, the law says that, well, there's no requirement for proof of citizenship to register to vote or to get a driver's license. As you know, in South Carolina, a non-citizen can obtain South Carolina driver's license, and there's no visual difference between a citizen and a non-citizen driver's license. So that's number one. And the second is there's no time limit or statutory requirement for the state election commission to clean up voter rolls. As we learned from Georgia from 2012 to 2018, then Secretary of State, the current governor, he purged 1.4 million names from the voter rolls. In 2020, even Beaufort County, our own backyard, we sent a lot of campaign postcards, but more than 10% of those postcards were returned as undeliverable.
Wow.
So definitely our voter rolls is a mess.
Wow.
And another area of vulnerability is there's no restriction on gifts to election officials or third-party funding to state and county election agencies. This is where, again, in Georgia, Mark Zuckerberg's group, right, they spent $400 million basically just urging or funding state election agencies. So that shouldn't be allowed in South Carolina. Another one is allow commercial business mailing addresses for voter registration. That creates the problem of ghost voters, you know, dead voters, or illegals to use a P.O. box to register and vote. And funny enough, everybody talks about electronic machines, right? Because people always worry about internet connectivity. So our law specifically allows the electronic transmission of voting results. So all those are still in our 1967 Code of Laws. So those are just some of the major vulnerabilities.
Well, we've got a big prize sitting on the desk right now where, you know, these guys need to stop the clock and not leave Columbia till election integrity is passed. And that includes, I think it's Chris Murphy's committee, the Judicial Committee, with S-499. This is the SC Election Commission Reform Bill. So let's talk about that because, man, I'm hearing a lot of bad stuff about the five members currently on the Election Commission. Four or five of them are blue.
Yeah, well, there are around the House Judiciary Committee, you have 25 members on the House Judiciary Committee. So 16 are Republicans, 9 are Democrats. So the 499, the reason that's important is that last year in 2020, the League of Women Voters, they filed 4 lawsuits against South Carolina election laws. They're against the law that require voter signatures and witness signatures on the mail-in ballot. Fortunately for us, our state House Speaker Lucas and Senate President Pillar intervened in the lawsuit, and we fought all the way to Supreme Court, and we won a case on witness signatures. Just imagine if we didn't intervene, if the GOP leaders didn't intervene, the executive director of the State Election Commission would have settled the case with the League of Women Voters, and we would have suffered the same fate as Georgia, because Georgia signed the consent decree, right? So that's why this bill is extremely important. It grants the House Speaker and Senate President the power to intervene in election-related lawsuits, and give the Senate the power of advice and consent in the governor's appointment of state election commissioners. So House Speaker Lucas and Judiciary Committee Chairman Chris Murphy, please, please place this bill for a full House debate this week. We cannot wait until next year.
No, it's going to be so crowded up with the primary, the 2022 primary with the governor, and then also redistricting. So in the notion that the five positions, I heard they wanted drop boxes and no signature matches and no excuse absentee voting. I mean, complete disaster, the five members of the State Election Commission. So we need major reform there, and that needs to happen now with S-499. So more coming
exactly.
up. This is a call to action. Friends of Liberty joining us, Xiaodan Li, GOP leaders, all freedom-loving patriots. I mean, this is, I'm going to put house all of this in one location. We can share a link where you can copy and paste and find out who your lawmakers are and where to send the exact email that needs to be said. Because coming up, we're going to talk about why we can't wait to next session. And, you know, this grassroots push on 4 bills, we already mentioned one, so there are 3 others, and the finish line is this week. I mean, we are talking about 48 hours, Thursday, May 13th.
Holding politicians' feet to the fire, now we return to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
And here is exactly how you can do it, because we, in 2021, you know, this legislative session is about to adjourn on Thursday, that is the 13th of May, no later than 5 o'clock, unless something else happens. And over the last 4 months, we've had 37 bills passing our General Assembly, signed into law by the governor, none of which were related to election integrity reform. So Xiaodan Li is an immigrant from China, from communist China, who, you know, I know, Xiaodan, this, you love America. You were talking about that before the break. You created Friends of Liberty, you know, this grassroots group of volunteers who are, you are digging in deep on election integrity in South Carolina. And here I thought we were doing A-OK, but absolutely not, apparently. The more we talk, the more I learn, Xiaodan.
Yeah, that's why people have to wake up. Mm. We have to hold the elected officials their feet on fire, because we cannot, as you said, Kelly, that we cannot wait until next session. Next session, they're going to have a very busy calendar. You mentioned the House, the Republican Party, they're going to have a very agitated base, as we can see what's going on right now. And also, as you said, that we're going to have a full hands dealing with the redistricting. That's going to be a dogfight. And House members will have a busy, busy primary season, including the governor's race. And then we have to worry about you know, H.R. 1 as a knife hanging over our head. Mm-hmm. So we need to have the laws passed for us to have a chance to fight in the Supreme Court. Otherwise, if we don't clean up our existing laws, then H.R. 1 could insert its power in our state election laws. That's so, why it's just so critical for us to, sorry, to
no,
to,
yeah,
to pass
no, I just want to get
critical bills.
Yeah, right into one of the critical ones, which is the House, 3443. Tell us about that one.
3444.
Okay.
Yeah, 3444.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what, yeah, why so, that's so important.
Yeah, this bill is critical because it's a bill intent to unify voter registration and voting procedures in all 46 counties. So to prevent Democrats from filing lawsuits based on the lowest common denominators. So think about this. We have 46 counties in South Carolina. If one county, let's just name it ABC, it says, oh, we don't need to verify voter signatures for mail-in ballots, and we do not require voter IDs for some reason, right? So if I were Stacey Abrams from Georgia, I would say, okay, you need to apply same kind of procedures or standards that's equal protection to all 46 counties. So she could sue us for applying a higher safeguards processes, right? So that's why it's so critical for us to unify the standards among all 46 counties. And also, it's important to hold one person accountable, because if 46 counties have the same standards, that will be the executive director of the State Election Commission who will be implementing the procedures following the rule of law. But if you have 46 counties and God knows how many precincts doing their own things, it's difficult to say, oh, hold one person accountable for any misbehaviors. So that's why it's critical for us to pass this law. And thanks to Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, last Thursday, he recalled the bill from Senate Judiciary Committee, and he's going to put the bill to the full Senate to debate this week. So that's why I congratulate him to take the bill out of the committee, because we have heard a lot of times that, you know, bills die in the committee. And that's what Shane Massey did, is pull out of committee and let a full Senate to vote on it. That's why I hope S-499, which to me are the two most critical bills, could do the same. So House Speaker Lucas, please do the same.
So we'll put all this information up again, 943WSC.com/Kelly, for you to share and be a part of this. This is it, folks. This is the time. We have the majority in both chambers. We have the governor, and they're flipping it blue in 22. They got a hashtag for it. Stacey Abrams has set up in South Carolina. You may wonder why Sheldon even mentioned Stacey Abrams. She's here setting up shop in South Carolina. So This is a major concern, and it cannot wait. And we are down to the wire here with our lawmakers set to adjourn coming up on Thursday. That's the 13th of May this week. So so I'm curious, coming up, if you, Sheldon, don't mind sharing your view on the current Linwood McKissick saga that's supposed to come to a head coming up on Saturday. Do you mind?
No, sure. Definitely happy to share.
Where Charleston goes for morning talk. Now, back to the Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Wrapping up our conversation with Sheldon Lee. Here she is, a Chinese American with a great story, solid conservative, dragged into politics, now founding Friends of Liberty. This is just a grassroots group doing a whole lot of research on voter integrity in South Carolina laws. And she's met with several senators and House members. And who got you involved in all this, by the way, Sheldon?
My friend Kevin Henley. I still blame him for getting me into trouble. So, yeah, I met Kevin last August because I was really concerned about the Democrat presidential candidate's platform. And when I read Joe Biden's policy proposals, I was so scared, because it sounds exactly like what Chairman Mao did when he promised a revolution, promised socialism, promised equality for all. And that's why I start to get involved. Previously, I was just not interested.
Wow, we
can. So thanks so much for Kevin.
Yes, and he got us together, so I appreciate him as well. And creating, you know, the government is not, they create the problem, then they're ready to solve it. If we have to, you know, as Americans, I know you see this, where we're taking so much for granted. And being founded on the rule of law and individualism seems to just, by every mask and every mandate, it's being watered down and lost.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think part of the reason is that our education system, because our school systems now, first of all, we don't teach civics class anymore. So people forget about our funding principles. And now more and more schools are taking on social justice and instead of rule of law. So that's why we forget our country is founded on individualism. That's why we want a self-governance. And today, you know, people are depending on the government for solving any problems, right? So they create a problem, like, for instance, the COVID pandemic. They shut down the business and they keep people home. Therefore, people are not getting paid. And then they come out and say, okay, we can solve the problem. We can give you the stimulus checks. And then it's going to just be a perpetual cycle, right? So then they're going to continue to create a problem, and then they're going to continue to say, we're the helper. And in the meanwhile, they stay in power. So, but think about the COVID bill. In reality, everybody, if you were thinking about the $3 trillion, everybody should get at least $40,000 per person. But we're getting only $1,400. So again, American people need to wake up. Where did the $30,000+ go? It's either lining the politicians' pockets or go to their pork projects, right? So this is not a government that can play God. That's why America, we pledge our allegiance, right? One nation under God. So it's not under the government, it's under God. And the government cannot play God. And Robert Peter to pay Paul. So that's why I'm so involved in this. So I just want to educate people that once you lose your freedom, you have to sacrifice your lives to get it back. And especially on this voting election integrity issue, just think about it. JFK, I believe, once said that in our democracy, one ignorant voter threatens the security of us all. And also think about that in a lot of countries, in China, we don't have rights to vote. In Hong Kong, young people are being sent to jail for demanding the rights to vote. So therefore, we cannot treat election integrity lightly or our vote, the duty for us to choose the leader of the world lightly. That's why I'm so against...
So
that's why I'm so against the Democrats, the H.R. 1 bill. Mm. They want, you know, the federal government to pay for post stamps for your mail-in ballots. And then they want to put drop boxes in your front door. People are just too lazy to get up and line up and wait for hours to cast their vote. Think about all the people died to protect our liberty to vote, right? So that's why we need to have security of our election system.
Yeah.
And we need to be informed in order to cast the vote for the right candidate. So now we can go to my thought on the GOP chairman election.
Yes, exactly.
Around.
So there are a lot of people listening who don't understand. They don't have a dog in this fight. They don't have a vote when it comes to who will remain or become the chairman of the Republican Party in South Carolina. So it's the Drew McKissick, who's the current chair, battling to keep his post, chair of South Carolina's GOP, versus Win with Lynn. So the Drew Crew versus the Linwood crowd. This is a pro-Trump attorney who's made a whole lot of waves in national news, running for the current chairmanship, Drew's post. There is a vote coming up on Saturday. And Xiaodan, give me a second. We got to hit traffic and weather here on 94.3 WSC. Pay some bills. Capitalism at work, folks. Here it comes. And we'll wrap up our conversation on the Drew Crew versus Win with Lynn next.
Wake up every weekday with your trusted voice. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
And the final push for election integrity, folks, this is it this week. Our lawmakers, or we need to actually have them sit right where they are until they pass these election integrity bills. Most definitely the S-499. Again, I'll put all the details up, 94.3WSC.com/Kelly. The call to action there as well for you to get involved in the next 48 hours before they adjourn. And the House 34, do I have it right? 44 or 43? I'm going to make sure. I think it's 44.
44.
All right. So Xiaodan Li, here she is, Chinese American, solid conservative, dragged in the into politics, you know, getting involved with research and voter integrity in South Carolina laws and creating Friends of Liberty. And I will link up friendsofliberty.co so people, GOP leaders, all freedom loving patriots can get this call to action, the emails, what needs to happen with Republican lawmakers from each of our districts before Thursday, May 13th. I want to fast forward, though, to this battle. And it's just sad that, you know, here we are talking about, I mean, competition is healthy. Let me just say that, with the Win with Lynn versus the Drew Crew. So what are your comments, Xiaodan, about that as we head into a Saturday vote and state convention?
Yeah, I'm quite emotional about this as well. First of all, I refuse to be anyone's pawn in a political power grab. So when people are evaluating a candidate, we have to look at their qualifications, their track record, their character, and the ability to unite the party. I myself is a strong Trump supporter, and I was devastated by the loss of the 2020 election. However, by suing McKissick for not holding a state convention in one place really dilutes the significance of the election loss, or the election that's stolen from Trump. So I just want to emphasize that, because otherwise the Democrats would say, oh, look at that. You know, any legitimate loss becomes an election integrity issue, then Trump is just a sore loser. But we know that election was stolen in 2020. And then another view I feel that is that taking advantage of MAGA-based raw emotions and giving misinformation, we would only split the party and repeat the same disaster we witnessed in last year's Georgia Senate runoffs when GOP voters just didn't show up to vote. So also, I feel that right now, Republicans, you know, we're calling each other names, right? If you do not support one way or the other, they call you either rhinos or establishment.
Yep.
Yeah, just because you're different from the, different from their views. So we're no better than Democrats who calling conservatives racists or other names, right? So we need to be really careful. As you said, competition is a healthy thing, but without a healthy dialogue instead of name calling, that's going to bring us down to the lowest level possible. And finally, I do not like revolution. As you mentioned, I grew up in China. Revolution tends to destroy a system, but without a solid replacement. So it only creates a strongman and chaos. If we want to take our country back from Pelosi or Schumer in 2022, that's not the way to do it. We really need to keep our eye on the ball. We really need to realize that our common goal is to fight against the radical agenda, and we need to unite our party.
Amen.
And throwing mud at each other is not the right thing to do.
Amen for that. So friendsofliberty.co, I will link it up at 94.3WSC.com/Kelly. Xiaodan Li, thank you so much for all of the information that you've done. I know you've worked countless hours on voter integrity in South Carolina laws, and we have 48 hours, folks, and we got to get this done. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for giving me the opportunity.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.